We have a question from Jennifer in Great Falls, Montana. And Jennifer wants to know, what can we do to lessen the chances of colic during the winter months? What suggestions do you have related to nutrition and feeding that can help our horses make it through the winter? Because it seems like winter, I mean, if they, it's like they're going to colic, it's always on the coldest night that you end up walking your horse in the barn.
Which is always super, right? Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, and I think you guys have some great resources for this. We blame the weather, but often it's because we've changed our management. The weather makes us change our management. You know, so we go from feeding pasture to feeding dry hay. We take them out of a pasture where they're walking all day, and we put them in a box stall so they're not moving all day. You know, those kinds of things all increase your risk of colic. The biggest thing, though, is keeping them drinking. If you can keep them drinking, your risk of impaction, you know, goes down. So there was some research where they looked at ponies and they increased their water intake by 40% when the water warmed above freezing. So keeping your water warmed is crucial. And I admit to having never lived in a location where I needed to use, you know, water heaters or bucket heaters or whatever, so I don't claim to be an expert in those things, but you know, looking for tools that you can use to keep your water from freezing will really help keep your horse's water intake up. Don't rely on snow intake, right? Some horses do get acclimated to eating snow, but in that period where they're getting acclimated, they may not eat enough and can be dehydrated. So don't just think that, oh, well, they'll just eat snow and that'll be enough. And plus the fact the moisture content of snow is hugely variable, which can lead to huge variations in water consumption if you're relying on snow intake. So, you know, you need to figure out some way of getting them water other than relying on snow if your horses are out in pasture. Salt is very beneficial. If you rely on block salt the rest of the year, a lot of horses in cold climates won't use block salt in the winter. I'm not a big fan of relying on block salt really ever, regardless of the weather. I would rather have, you know, salt in their, you know, bucket feed or damp your hay and sprinkle on your hay or whatever, because keeping their sodium up will keep them drinking. You know, so you basically need, you know, horses' maintenance sodium requirement is about one tablespoon of table salt per 500 pounds of body weight. So if you have, you know, a 1,000-pound, 1,100-pound horse, they need to be consuming about 2 tablespoons of salt a day. Yes, some commercial feeds have salt in them. Yes, there's sodium in hay, but, you know, if you don't know how much hay your horse is eating, or you don't know the sodium content of your hay, and I've seen it be markedly variable. Some hays have good sodium content, some have hardly any. So for me, it's just that peace of mind of knowing that I'm giving you your minimum daily requirement. I'm not relying on you going and licking a block. I'm going to give it to you. I'm also going to give you a block so that if you decide you want more, you can go find it if you want. But for me, it's some of the cheapest colic insurance you can have.
Okay. So I'm,
and if your horse won't eat, I was going to say, if your horse won't eat salt, because there are some out there, you know, you can use a good electrolyte. I generally use electrolytes for sweat replacement when they're working in addition to their salt, but there are other horses that won't eat salt, and that little bit of, you know, electrolyte, maybe a little bit of, you know, tastes a little different, but they will eat it. If that still won't work, pour a little bit of oil over your salt or electrolyte. It coats it and it gets rid of the caustic taste, and they won't taste it as much, and they'll more readily consume it.
So I want you to say that amount of salt again, because every time you say it and every time you write it for us in articles that you write for The Horse about nutrition, I'm always stunned about the amount of salt that a horse needs. And I admit, like, it's hard.
It's 1 tablespoon, 1 U.S. tablespoon per 500 pounds of body weight. So that's, you know, average horse needs about 2 tablespoons per day. That provides them with their maintenance sodium requirement.
Yeah. And so that's
not the amount that doesn't cover what they need if they're sweating, working hard, it's hot outside. That's just their need standing around on a cool day.
Yeah. And so that's 1/8 of a cup for a 1,000-pound horse a day.
Oh golly, you're asking me to
It's two
convert tablespoons
tablespoons.
to
Yeah.
cups.
It's I bake. I bake. I'm positive it's two
Okay,
tablespoons
good.
of it. So it's just it
I really
always
struggle.
it really does astound me that, and I, I added a little bit, but I have a hard time putting that much in. If your horse isn't getting loose salt, should you transition them to that slowly? Is that a lot of salt to throw at them at one time?
Absolutely. It would be like you suddenly throwing, a whole bunch of salt in your dinner. So yes, a little bit, little bit, work up to it, like everything else, slow and gradual over a few days. If you're feeding twice a day, put a tablespoon in the morning, ultimately, and one in the afternoon. And you have to kind of play around with what your horse will consume. But I like that peace of mind of knowing that I have at least some in their bucket feed.